My name is Mark McCulloch from Stratford, New Hampshire. Last night in Plymouth was the most intense scoping hearing so far. The place was packed with folks wearing orange and opposition speakers digging deep into their souls, trying to find a way to make this DOE scoping process justifiably end. Tom Wagner, the supervisor of White Mountain National Forest, also had a personal friend desperately come up to the mic and speak. He stated that he stopped in to talk to Tom about his concerns with the Northern Pass. He then put his friend Tom on the spot as respectfully as he knew how to in the public eye, knowing that his friend does have the authority to stop this project from crossing White Mountain National Forest. He was very troubled when Tom stated something like this: "I can't believe after all these years trying to do the right thing for the National Forest that I'm going to be judged by a single decision for the rest of my life concerning this project." His friend then knew what Tom's decision already was, and at that point, so did everyone else, still respectfully listening to the remaining speakers at this hearing. Tom's sincere friend knew he may have put his friendship on the line for this DOE scoping process. He then respectfully pointed his finger at Tom and basically, from my perspective, told him this: "You know in your heart what the right decision is. Make that right decision." Tom, your friend is right. You do know what the right decision is. I have been watching you throughout these scoping hearings and how intently you have been listening to the people in opposition to this project. Sometimes, Tom, please trust me on this. You have to put your ass out there on the line and do what you feel and know is right, is the right thing to do. Yes, there may be some political negative consequences for this, but as far as being judged for a single decision you make pertaining to this stupid project, if you take your sincere and desperate friend's advice, you will be judged for the rest of your life as a man who stood up for what was right for White Mountain National Forest and for the majority of New Hampshire's citizens who also know what that right decision is. Not just for the rest of your life, but forever. Tom, my personal advice, this is my personal advice, tell Northern Pass to kiss your ass.